Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Spring festival season is on in Toronto, digitally speaking. Coming in the next few weeks are the Toronto Japanese Film Festival, the Toronto Jewish Film Festival, Inside Out, Toronto's LGBT Film Festival, and events organized by the Toronto Palestine Film Festival. Starting next Tuesday is the Real Abilities Film Festival with shorts, features, and docs about deaf and disability cultures, including a comedy night. All screenings are pay what you can. Go to Real Abilities, that's R-E-E-L, realabilities.org/Toronto for more info. This week, I'm looking at three new movies, one from the US, one from the UK, and one from Korea. There's a husband who feels tricked by his wife, a hitman tracked by a killer, and an earth scientist trapped in a psychedelic forest. The Killing of Two Lovers, written and directed by Ralph McCoyan. David, played by Clayne Crawford, lives in a small town in the southern U.S. He used to have ambitions to be a singer-songwriter, but now he works mainly as a handyman, doing odd jobs to keep his family afloat. He married Nikki, played by Sepide Moafi, straight out of high school, and they now have four kids, but the spark is gone. David still loves her, but he's living with his dad now. He and Nikki are on a trial separation. It's meant to help fix their broken relationship, but when he finds her in bed, sleeping with another man, he feels lost and angry and starts to carry a gun. Meanwhile, he wants to bond with his kids and keep the family together. His oldest daughter is furious with them both, and the younger ones, played by real-life siblings, are just getting by. Can Nikki and David ever get back together again, or will his brooding anger finally explode into violence? The Death of Two Lovers is a relationship movie done in the style of a high-tension crime drama. It's told through David's eyes, so we feel his boiling rage. He takes out his anger on a boxing dummy. He punches and practices shooting with an old pistol. The soundtrack is full of repeating sounds, random sounds like a slamming car door, creaking noises all echoing around David's brain. And his encounters with Derek, played by Chris Coy, his mustached rival, looks like it's headed for disaster. No spoilers, but the story is not a crime drama per se. It's a movie about the potential collapse of a family. Acting is great, and it's a bit of a tearjerker, quite moving in parts, but it seems trapped within this unclassifiable and misleading genre. Deliver Us from Evil, written and directed by Hong Wan Chen. In-nam, played by Hwang Jung-min, is a Korean hitman who kills for money but only targets organized criminals. His assignment? A ruthless Yakuza boss in Tokyo who exploits sex workers. It's his final job. Once complete, he plans to retire somewhere with warm beaches and lax banking laws where he can enjoy his blood money in peace. Somewhere like Panama? But his dreams are shattered with a blast from the past. His ex-girlfriend, he hasn't seen in 9 years, is trying to reach him. Her 9-year-old daughter, Yumin, has been kidnapped. He drops everything and flies to Bangkok to investigate. He's too late to save his ex-girlfriend, but maybe little Yumin is still alive. So he hires a local Korean woman named Yui, played by Park Jongmin, to translate for him and serve as his guide. She works at a patpong bar and needs the extra cash to pay for sex reassignment surgery. Together, they uncover a terrible truth. there's a ruthless Thai operation that kidnaps small kids, especially Japanese and Koreans, in Thailand to sell their organs to rich people back home. What Innam doesn't realize, though, is he's a marked man. The hitman is on a hit list. The Yakuza boss he assassinated in Tokyo, he had a brother named Ray, a.k.a. The Butcher, played by Lee Jung-jae. This guy is ruthless and deranged and can do terrible things with his collection of very sharp knives. Can Inmin rescue Yumin and the other kidnapped kids before their organs are yanked from their innocent bodies? Oh my God. Is little Yumin, who he's never met, his actual own daughter? And who will survive the fight to the death? Ray, who is out for vengeance, or Inmin, who just wants to get away? Deliver Us from Evil is an intense crime action thriller set in the underworlds of Korea, Japan, and Thailand. The first half hour or so is a bit dull. Too much talk, and not enough action. This is because it has a complicated plot that needs a lot of explaining to make sense. But stick with it. Once it starts going, it never lets you down. With lots of fist fights, martial arts, knives, guns, and cars, this is a world where everyone is corrupt. Competing criminal gangs, local con artists, international syndicates, and cops on the take. Okay, if you're disturbed by violence, blood, and awful, awful situations, stay away. But if you like action, suspense, intense fighting, and some interesting characters, Deliver Us from Evil is a good watch. In the Earth, written and directed by Ben Wheatley. It's England in the near future where an unknown virus pandemic, another one, is wiping out the population. The country's a mess with food shortages and strange new laws. Martin, played by Joel Fry, is a mousy scientist who arrives at a nature preserve to study the soil there. He also has a hidden agenda to contact Alma, another scientist who disappeared in the same place, leaving a puzzling diary. After passing the medical tests, he sets out into the woods accompanied by a guide. Olivia, played by Hayley Squires, is a no-nonsense forest ranger with her hair pulled back in a ponytail. She can assemble a pop tent in a couple minutes and knows every inch of the woods. Martin is a city boy and doesn't know what he's doing. But while they sleep, a stranger attacks them, stealing their shoes, clothes, and Martin's crucial radio equipment. Luckily, they soon encounter Zach, played by Rhys Shearsmith, an eccentric, bearded, back-to-the-land type who is shacked up nearby. Zach tends to their wounds, making them some food, and he gives them comforting elderflower tea. Unluckily, Zach is a lunatic who drugged their tea and tied them up. He says all nature is connected and we must listen to a common brain to find out her wishes. And this includes using Martin and Olivia in his bizarre rituals and possible sacrifices. They must escape. But a natural mist has settled all around them, generating microscopic mushroom spores and unbearable noises. What is the truth in these woods? And can Olivia and Martin overcome its allure? In the Earth is a weird, very weird science fiction horror fantasy about humans fighting nature and the Earth fighting back. The movie was filmed just a few months ago during the height of the pandemic in the UK. So it's full of psychedelic visions and creepy sounds. Really weird. I've said that before, but it's really weird. Ben Wheatley's movies are unique and either you like them or you don't. But I thought this one is fantastic. There's a fair amount of violence and gross outs, and it's all done in an art house style, not your typical Hollywood horror. But if you're in the mood for a freaky indie movie, this one's for you. The Killing of Two Lovers starts today on all major platforms. In the Earth also opens today at the virtual TIFF Bell Lightbox. And Deliver Us from Evil will be available on VOD, digital, and on disc on May 25th. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.